This is Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertlieb in for Jane Lindholm. One of the most influential neo-Nazis in North America, responsible for recruiting a network of white supremacists online, was operating secretly in the city of Montreal. This disturbing bombshell of a story was reported in the Montreal Gazette this past May, but the story came to the Gazette by an unusual path. A pair of journalism students at Concordia University, Shannon Caronco and John Milton, researched the story for weeks before bringing it to the Gazette. Their findings helped expose militant members of the group that traveled to Charlottesville, Virginia, taking part in the so-called Unite the Right white supremacist rally in August of 2017. It's a rally that ultimately led to the killing of activist Heather Heyer and injured nearly 40 people. The Gazette story eventually revealed the identity of that leading neo-Nazi, known by the online name Zieger. He was unmasked and became known as a self-employed IT contractor in his early 30s living in central Montreal. And joining us now to explain how this story came together and the impact it had in Montreal and across Canada is Shannon Caronco. Shannon, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure to have you here. This is an amazing and yet very disturbing story on a number of levels. First, how did this come to your attention as a journalism student at Concordia University?
So my colleague and I, John Milton, are both students at Concordia, and we were both working for our student media called The Link. And in the fall of 2017, we were approached by a group of anti-fascists who said they had this big story for us. And so we met with them, and they had gotten a hold of this underground encrypted private chat that these neo-Nazis had been using from January 2017 to January 2018. We read through the chats, and it kind of all started from there.
Who worked with you on the research for this story, and how did you go about finding this man who had this shadowy online footprint?
Yeah, so I worked with my friend and colleague, John Milton, and then this group of anti-fascists who have wanted to remain anonymous. We went through this chat, and there were about 13,000 messages on it through that year. One of the main chat members was this prolific neo-Nazi who went by the pseudonym named Zieger.
It's pronounced Zieger. I'm sorry. Yeah. I said Zieger before.
Zieger.
My apologies.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. And so we figured out that Zieger had started the chat in January 2017, and he had been the number two writer on the Daily Stormer, which kind of touted itself as the world's largest neo-Nazi website. It came from the States. And so he was quite well known in the American neo-Nazi circles. So he had gone to the Charlottesville rally in Virginia in the summer of 2017. And he ended up being interviewed by a Vice reporter who did a documentary on the Charlottesville rally. And he and this group of French-Canadian guys spoke on the documentary. It kind of became apparent to the anti-fascists that we were working with that, hey, you know, there are all of these Montreal neo-Nazis in Virginia at the Charlottesville rally. This is weird and we should look into this. This is scary stuff.
As you say, you had to sift through like thousands and thousands of these communications online, which must have been, I would imagine, extremely disturbing.
Yeah.
Especially for you as a woman. I mean, were there any moments when you just wanted to stop, given some of the vile things you must have come across?
Oh, absolutely. We worked on this project for about 6 months before pitching it to the Montreal Gazette. And we were, you know, John and I are both students, and we were both taking classes and working for student media and having part-time jobs. And so this kind of became, also a big part of our lives. And yeah, it was the guys in this chat, you know, they're extremely racist, extremely sexist. And we're saying, you know, awful things about all kinds of people, including women. Mm-hmm. One of the most disturbing things was one of the guys that we were able to identify, named Sean Beauvais MacDonald, he was writing to the chat saying that women should only be used for reproduction purposes, and then we should be ground up into dog food and be done with. And, yeah, pretty disturbing stuff.
Following that, though, you actually did some more reporting on the misogyny within these kind of communities, right? That was a bit of an offshoot from this, I understand.
Yeah. So we ended up working with the Gazette for a month and publishing five stories with them. And one of the articles that we wrote was specifically about how the alt-right views women and how a lot of these guys, you know, it's kind of a... They start with maybe the gaming world and then, you know, kind of enter into this kind of realm of misogyny and pickup artistry and the dating game. And they end up viewing women as, you know, not as human beings, but kind of as objects that they want to have their way with. And they have to go through all of these steps to get that.
We should mention the name of this guy, Zeiger, his actual real name. I'm going to ask you to pronounce it since my French pronunciation won't do it justice here. What is his name?
Gabriel Suy-Chaput.
Okay. So you connected the dots and found out that this IT consultant living in Montreal was, in fact, this guy, Zeiger. And then you went to the Gazette with that information. What was their initial reaction?
At the Gazette?
Yeah.
They were very surprised, I would say. They immediately knew that it was going to be a big story, I think more so than John and I realized. They, you know, kind of took this on and put all of their resources into working with us for about a month.
I mentioned before that this must have been very disturbing for you to see. Of course, we've also heard so many times about a lot of these neo-Nazis who will confront people, certainly online, but sometimes in real life as well. Did you ever fear for your safety at any point?
Definitely. After the articles came out, we were very aware, I would say, of the possibilities. Definitely these guys have a history, not necessarily the men that we outed, but the neo-Nazi movement has a history of being violent. Zeiger was heavily connected to a classified, United States classified terrorist organization named Atomwaffen. They have been linked to the killings of five different people since 2017. We were afraid. I feel a lot better now that some time has passed, but I still carry dog spray with me wherever I go because you never know.
Well, the other part of this story, of course, is that it's far from over because this man, Gabriel Suy-Chaput, has disappeared. I mean, there's a warrant out for his arrest, as I understand, but his whereabouts are unknown right now.
Yeah, he's basically disappeared. He is still appearing on some white nationalist podcasts. After the Gazette articles were published, he admitted on one of these podcasts that, we had really got him and that we had had an impact on his organizing. So,
And the city of Montreal, the reaction here and all across Canada was really something, wasn't it? What was the reaction?
So our articles were published in the National Post section of every Post Media-owned paper across the country, and especially the city of Montreal was buzzing after these articles came out, and there was actually a protest in front of his home address. So I think the general reaction was, we don't want these people in our city or in our country, and there's no room for them here.
And briefly, Shannon, you're still a student at Concordia, but I imagine you're going to pursue a professional career in journalism. I'm just guessing here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, your reporting was quite remarkable. Shannon Caronco is a journalist in her final year at Concordia University in Montreal. She worked with fellow student John Milton and Gazette reporter Christopher Curtis on the series of stories exposing the alt-right and white supremacists in Montreal. Shannon, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it.